3/4 of fathers say we're breadwinners first and dad second. Modern working fathers now spend so much time at the office, they consider their primary role to be breadwinner rather than father. Researchers studied the attitude toward family life of 2,500 dads around Britain who work full-time. They were asked to identify the roles they perceived as their key responsibilities within their own family unit. Staggeringly, 3/4 of those questioned said they saw themselves more as a breadwinner than they did as a father. Just 1 in 2 identified dad as their first priority, while a similar number picked husband. Other roles which many of them felt they occupied were gardener, driver, repairman, and chef. The study, carried out by discount voucher site savu.co.uk to mark Father's Day, also found that 7 out of 10 dads would like more time with their kids. Simon Bird of savu.co.uk said, "It's worrying so many fathers see their role as putting food on the table rather than as a father figure. They don't want to feel distance from their family, but long office hours and lengthy daily commutes means millions of dads miss out on valuable time with their kids. They feel under pressure to provide a decent standard of living for their family, but in doing so are potentially damaging their relationship with their children. It's a difficult balancing act, but it's important to spend time with children and partners at the weekend and any time during the day. Trying to eat dinner around the table 3 or 4 times a week, playing football at the park, or hearing the kids read will all help family bonding. That's why we want children and partners to celebrate Father's Day this Sunday, to show fathers they are appreciated and for everything they do." The study, carried out between the 9th and 11th of June, asked dads to select what they felt that their main role was. 74% picked breadwinner, 53% picked father, 52% opted for husband, and 18% went for gardener. For more bilingual news, please log on to our website at language.chinadaily.com.cn. For now, this has been Nellie Min.